So we're going to go through some of the specific regimens that patients are likely to receive, both younger and older patients. For the younger patients, the three most common regimens, there were two drug regimens, RD and VD, lenalidomide dexamethasone, bortezomib dexamethasone, but also very commonly a three-drug regimen, RVD, which is the combination of all three of those. And then another one I know that Raphael and others have used a lot is so-called CyBorD. And you can see in the older patients what the treatments are that are used in those. And I want to start out with Beth. One of the therapies that's frequently used in this situation, I think this man actually received it at one point, is lenalidomide and dexamethasone, low-dose dexamethasone. And we put kind of what the patient goes through in terms of the schedule. What do you say to a patient to prepare them to begin RD?
The issue is that we can use all of the drugs at one given time. Dr. Alcina had mentioned that she uses the three drugs up front, which would probably be bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone. Now, there was just actually a study at Moffitt, an abstract published, that two drugs in sequential therapy might be just as good as the three-drug combination, and that's under debate. But at any rate, the side effects are mostly myelosuppression. As nurses, we need to cut the dose if there's renal insufficiency. However, it's an oral drug. They have to take the drug for it to work and refill it every month.
What about thrombosis? And lenalidomide is one of the so-called IMIDs, immune modulatory drugs. What do we know about that in terms of increasing risk of thrombosis? Kenno, do you want to address that and what we do about it?
There are studies that have shown there's an increased incidence in thrombolic events with IMIDs in combination with steroids. You'll also see this with liposomal doxorubicin and steroids, if you can get liposomal doxorubicin. We prophylax. You can use baby aspirin. You can use full-dose aspirin. You can use low molecular weight heparin. If they have multiple risk factors, you may want to fully anticoagulate them with warfarin. That you will need to take into consideration. We always prophylax any of our patients that are on an IMID drug in combination with a steroid. Even if we use single agent IMIDs, we also prophylax them.
Raphael, what do you say to a patient, you know, and a patient says to you, you know, what's the chance I'm just going to kind of cruise through this? It's going to be like I'm taking a placebo or something.
And sure.
What's the chance I'm going to, you know, really have a major problems you're going to have to deal with because of the treatment?
Well, I always start by saying, first of all, it's easier for me to say that I'm the doctor than you the patient, but in general, this is very well tolerated. The main side effects we'll see are dexamethasone, and I go through the neurocognitive, the high plus then the down that comes after that. I stress the anticoagulation, as Kenna was saying, and I do tell them of the very, very important aspect of that, because in the absence of prevention, about 1 in 6 patients will get a blood clot, so you really can't prevent that. We will monitor you. You might have some fatigue, but in general, through the front line, just knowing it's a fixed period of time, patients will do good.
So another regimen, Melissa, is bortezomib dexamethasone. And later on, we'll get into the issue of, you know, using bortezomib weekly and using it subcutaneously. But the more classical VD that's been tested in clinical trials, again, what do you say to a patient to expect from that?
Also, it's a patient that is usually very well tolerated. Probably the most common side effects are related to the GI tract. They can get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, but that's usually very mild and controllable. Transient thrombocytopenia usually is not an issue because platelets drop while the patient is getting the drug, and on the week off they recover. And then neuropathy is the big one, and we need to advise the patients to be very careful and let us know immediately if they have any signs of neuropathy like numbness, tingling, or pain. And the fourth thing would be all these patients should take prophylaxis for herpes zoster, as bortezomib puts them at higher risk of developing herpes zoster.